Jason Cottingham is the fire chief for Big Lakes County, and I appreciate him being on the line this morning. Thank you very much, sir. The weather is getting warmer right at the moment. Thank heavens we are out of the deep freeze. But first of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, just get your comments on the fact that people may be getting the snowmobiles out again now that it's a little more comfortable in the weather.
Well, thanks again for having me. It's an awesome activity, especially in today's age when we have COVID running around and social distancing is recommended for everything you do now in society. Being on a snowmobile by yourself, ripping around the backcountry, enjoying the outdoors is a great way to get out and get some exercise and enjoy yourself mentally and physically.
Chief, safety is the biggest concern, I'm thinking, especially when either operating or being part of a snowmobile train, I guess, for lack of a better term. What are some of the ways in your mind to be safe?
Well, obviously, pre-planning is key and the quality of maintenance of your snowmobile. So I guess even before you get out in the backcountry or on your acreage or farm, it's good to walk through your machine to make sure it's mechanically sound, and that's going through sort of what I call a pre-checklist of making sure your taillights and headlights work, your hand warmers if you have them on your machine, opening up the engine compartment to make sure that mechanically there's no leaks or squeaks. Checking your belt is one of the key aspects, making sure your belt is in good order and actually having a spare one on the machine. Starting it up and listening to it, those types of things. Making sure that you are equipped properly to go and do what you want to do, whether it's bombing around on the acreage or going into out to Chetwin or in the backcountry down by Blue Lake or up north by Prairie Echo, to make sure that you have the proper equipment to go out and be safe, whether it's a cell phone, taking a backpack with some basic survival gear like matches or lighter, emergency blanket, if your machine breaks down, at least it gives you a bit of shelter, letting people know where you're going, all those types of things that we take for common sense, I would say, moving forward and having fun out in the bush today.
Those are a couple of good points that you bring up here, Jason. First of all, let's talk about the common sense aspect. How much does the common sense aspect play in the safety spectrum when being out on the snowmobile?
A lot, obviously, right? If you're, you know, if you're out bombing around and having some fun and just, spreading apart, making sure you're not riding each other's tails, looking down the trail, making sure that there's no obstacles coming ahead. Again, it's a high-risk activity. You can use a lot of speed from 0 to 100 miles an hour. We're on open ice on the lake. Things happen quickly, so having your brain engaged and focused, not being impaired is another big one. You see a lot of scooter rallies with the beer in hand, but try and keep the alcohol to zero, and when you complete your ride, you can have a beer by the fire. But you need to keep all your faculties focused on what you're doing. It is a high-risk activity. It can be, depending on the speed and the power in that machine you're riding.
You also mentioned the game plan, Jason, when it comes to being out in the snowmobile. How underrated, in your mind, is a game plan in the safety aspect?
Well, a lot of times when you go skidooing, it's a spur-of-the-moment activity. It's just jump on the machine and disappear into the backcountry. You need to tell people where you're going. You need to have somewhat plan out a route. If you're late, if you tell your loved one that you're going to be back by 5 and you're not, they generally end up calling 911 looking for us to assist in the search, and we always ask the first thing, do you know where they are or know where they went? You need to tell your loved ones where you're going and what time you expect to be back, and those types of things that help us. If they call us, we need to know where to start looking for you, obviously. And this year we haven't had any, knock on wood, any incidents. We generally have one or two snowmobile requests for assistance in the county every year, and so far this year we haven't had any, which is great.
Obviously, one, I'm thinking, is a little bit too many as far as searches are concerned, is it not?
Oh, yeah. One is more than too much, obviously. So, again, it's the experience of the rider. We tend to get called for people that are overdue and are having mechanical issues or just stuck in the back bush. A lot of the times, the people around the Big Lakes County are fairly resilient and look after themselves, obviously, and usually they're, you know, a few hours late and they finally make it across the finish line at home. Or, you know, if it's truly an emergency, we will go and help them and help search the CRCP, obviously.
I guess moving forward with the warm temperatures and with the comfortable temperatures that are now in place here in the Peace region and throughout northwestern Alberta, Chief, what is the best advice you can give to somebody who either may be a beginner or maybe a veteran on the snowmobile?
We've talked about it already. Be prepared. That's if you're, you know, bombing, like I said, if you're touring around the acreage or going up to Tumbler Ridge, those are very different terrains, and you need to be prepared for those that type of terrain. So if you're up in the high country, obviously you're taking an avalanche transceiver and shovels and things like that. Where you're more closer to home, we tend to be less prepared, unfortunately. We get on the skidoo without anything, and we tear off into the back 40, not thinking of the conditions, that weather conditions that might change, the mechanical issues you might run into, the terrain you're in. Again, it's just being prepared, having equipment to survive at least 24 hours in the bush, being prepared in terms of telling loved ones where you're going, all those kind of safety aspects.
Jason Cottingham is the Fire Chief of Big Lakes County. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, and have a great day.